Just-in-time devotionals, how to react to bad news. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. How do we react when we get bad news? Something that we were not looking for, but it came. Something that we were not expecting, but it came. A problem that arose at home, something with your children or with your husband or with your wife. Or on a certain day, they called you to give you news that you were sick or maybe a financial problem. News that we consider as bad, certainly. Do not stop surrounding us and coming, even when we have Christ in our heart. If someone told you that receiving Christ in your heart would give you a car, a house, and a scholarship, well, I think he failed to tell you the truth completely. Although in God, my beloved friend, being in God is the best security we have, because we know that everything that happens to us does not happen at random. Our life is not exposed to chance, to luck, or subject to what this world wants to operate, manipulate, influence, and produce in us. The good thing about having Christ in your heart does not mean that life will change because the bad news will not come or certain situations or storms will not arise. On the contrary, of course, life will follow its normal course. The bad news will continue to come, the difficult moments as well as the good moments. But there is an advantage. There is nothing that happens in your life that doesn't stop working for good, and that is outside the knowledge of God. Nothing happens to the children of God without God allowing it, and he does not allow it just because, waiting to see our reaction and without any cause. God always works with a purpose. Never forget that. Finding him will give you peace and tranquility. However, sometimes we forget this, and as human beings, it is normal that we lose self-control. That questions come to our mind, certain questions, and one of them is, why me? I don't know what you're going through now, but I do want to give you some advice from God, because despite all the circumstances and arguments that you may have in your mind to think that you don't deserve this or that, I come to tell you that you are not living today just because. God has a plan. Do not look at the cause, look at the purpose. God always has a plan, and if you have said here, I am, you will be God's instrument to fulfill that plan. There are things on earth that are considered bad, but God has a different perspective. What is the first thing you do when you receive bad news? What do you allow to enter your mind to take control of your life? Whatever controls your mind will control the rest of your body. What do you do when you receive bad news? Well, 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 6 onward says, so humble yourself before the great power of God, and in due time he will lift you up with honor. Put all your worries and anxieties in God's hands, because he takes care of you. What a wonderful word. There are people whose lives have been changed by bad news, simply because they allowed those words to be stuck like an anchor in their mind and in their heart. And they were anchored to that bad news. They were anchored to that alley that they considered a dead end, surrendering completely and making those words steal their courage, their joy, dull their faith, and made them forget the promises of God. Promises that in him are yes and amen. And amen, that means so be it or so be it. We have a big fight in our mind, my beloved friend. The mind is a battlefield. Any war you allow to enter that field will become a frontal battle. Every day, if you fill your mind with the word of God, you will be strengthened. But if you feed only on bad news and don't listen to the words of God, that makes you produce your faith. Stand free and be faithful. Your battlefield, or you on that battlefield, will be lost. But if you let God rule along with the test, remember there is always a way out. Always, always, there is always a way out. I come to remind you, I am from the Lord, because maybe you are fighting a battle in the battlefield in your mind. I can ask you to remember all that God has done. I can ask you to remember the promises of God, but you are already living a big battle, and it usually happens that you think you are losing it. But today I come to tell you from God that he has always been there. Just ask for his help. He respects the decision we make. Just ask for his help. He will come to meet you to strengthen you, because even if you have not asked for it, he is the one who has always strengthened you. There are certain things that we do not expect, and that is truth, but they will come, And that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that God is not with you. It doesn't mean that you are in sin and therefore you got sick. This or that. I have learned from the dynamics of life that there are many things that we will go through. In some moments we will laugh, in other moments we will cry. And it is not something that I am inventing, because I learned it from experience. The Bible had already spoken to you in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 onwards. However, receiving these words from the Apostle Peter about the importance of recognizing the power of God and surrendering our life to Him, knowing that He will rise up with honor, he says, put all your worries and anxieties in God's hands, because He takes care of you. Maybe today you are anxious. You are anxious. You have some uncertainty because of that diagnosis. You don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. I think we all received the first arrow when we received that first news. I remember whenever I received the news that I was positive for COVID, many thoughts came to my mind. Some spirits of the enemy and some arrows tried to disturb me a little, knowing the history of many. But I was only silent for a moment, and I took my mind to the word of God. He will exalt you when it is time. Cast your worries and your anxieties on Him, because He takes care of you. Who better than God? He has always taken care of us. Who better than Him to take care of our lives? Sometimes we trust in people, and people cannot take care of you as much as God takes care of you. Your children, your family, your husband, your wife, no one can do it like the one who begat you in your mother's womb, the one who gave you a name, the one who decided you will be born, and who gives you lives today. As long as there is life, there is hope. I began to meditate on the Lord, and my perspective changed. You know, I understood that this was time to pray much more, meditate on His word, rest, listen to His voice, learn. Some are carried away by thoughts. Once I met someone for whom I prayed. She was a very active person. Every morning she gets up, goes to run. She was a very active person in all things. The moment she was told she had cancer, everything changed. She no longer ran. She no longer eat well. She began to neglect herself. Now, when she found out she had cancer, the cancer did not come out overnight. It was already undermining her. But she felt good. When she received the news, she began to feel bad. What was it that changed? If she had not found out, what would have happened? How do you handle situations? We need God's wisdom to face every situation that comes our way. And that is part of His plan, of His purpose. It is part of what He wants to do with you and how He wants to use you. But you have to learn to receive it. I am not telling you that it is easy. Trust Him. Remember all the struggles you have had, those that have seen the hand of the Lord. Trust. He promised to be with you always, and it will happen all the time. It was not only that time. It will not be only today. It will always be tomorrow and all the time. You know why? Because in God, there is no yesterday, no today, and no tomorrow. If God would manifest Himself in our times, or if God depended on our time, we would say that He was or that He will be. But every time I read Psalm 23, verse 1, I remember David said, "He is my shepherd." And that short word, that short expression indicates something. He was my shepherd yesterday. He will be my shepherd tomorrow, because if He goes, He will be my shepherd. I will not be unprotected. The Bible says He is in you yesterday, He is today, and He is tomorrow. I just hope you receive this word and this advice. Separated from Him, we can't do nothing. Whatever you have to face, always keep this word in mind. Put all your worries and anxieties in God's hands, because He takes care of you. Let Him take care of you. Let Him love you. And if at some point you think it is not enough, I invite you to look at the cross. His blood, His sacrifice are still valid, and He did it once and forever. Jesus will not die on the cross tomorrow again. He has such power in history that once and forever was necessary to end all sin and all sickness. Seek the plan, seek the purpose, renounce all anxiety, cast it out of your life, and return today to say, I trust. Father, here we are. We take a moment more with these words that You have given us today, and we rest in You. Forgive us because sometimes we forget them. But today, thank you for reminding us again how much love, how much peace, how much mercy you give us. In the name of Jesus, help us. And I pray for each person that today is facing something complicated. I ask that you be through your precious Holy Spirit surrounding them and giving them the courage, strength, firmness to remain. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. I want you to remember that God always comes just in time. Every day, there is a word for God for you. Do you want to receive it? Do you want it? It is daily food. Look for us on YouTube and Devotionals Just in Time. And once you enter the channel, Devotionals Just in Time, click on subscribe and click the little bell. I invite you to look for me on Instagram. There you find me as @PastorEliasHC. A big hug. Blessings.